Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm not asking it yet. I want to know when.
But when do we ask this question that you're asking now? Is today the appropriate question to ask the question about whether to ask the question?
Let's not make it harder than what it is. Let's stick with what it is. I mean, you're 500 right now.
So which question are you wondering if it's okay to question whether or not you can ask the question?
You know damn well what question I'm wondering when to ask. I want to know when. I want to know when. I don't want to know if. It's not an if yet. That is the question. The if is the question. When, though,
wait, now you're questioning whether we can ask the if.
I want to know when we can ask the if, yes.
Who's on first? Third base. I don't know which question you're trying to ask.
You know exactly what question I'm thinking of.
I don't.
Owen knew exactly
what I said.
I
have no idea.
I know what question. But Owen what I want to know
stop
is
acting stupid,
when do you get the answers, and do the answers come today or tomorrow? Because if today's answers are today's answers, but tomorrow's answers are tomorrow's answers, what are the answers from this weekend?
Wait, hold on. When you
the answers from this weekend you don't want to hear.
When you start thinking you have all the answers, you know what's going to happen.
Yes, yeah. Yes. That's what happens. That's the world of the slippery wizard. But I think it's got to be asked at this level, Tone. When do we ask it? When do we ask it? Because there have been seasons in the years past where there have been some people shooting their mouths off, and they've been just fine. I don't know if they're just fine. It doesn't look like they're just fine at all. The pitching is trying to do its best, man. What else can you do? There's only so much you can do. My voice just cracked. There's only so much you can do. The pitching is doing is. I know that Luis Ortiz got firebombed yesterday. I understand that, but I mean the pitching has been for the most part pretty sturdy. The offense is just atrocious. It's just atrocious in every single way.
But they scored four runs in the last five losses. Like
it's
that.
It's a labor. It is a laborious deal, man. So I can't ask if I want to know when I can ask if. 216-474-0092. What is the criteria of when I can ask if? You know what the if is. Do I have to actually come out and say
it? I honestly don't. I don't know which
question. You really don't know the if?
What, are you asking if the season's over?
There you go.
Oh, well, they're still in the wild card, so the season can't. I mean, just by.
And that's why. Yeah, so I no, said, it's, now's it's, not the appropriate time.
Yeah,
I want to know
it's
if.
Clearly not the end of the. I mean, this team obviously doesn't look magical. They don't look like they could be a team that can make this huge run. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, I said I thought it could just because of the pitching. They don't look like that. I mean, their lineup is just nowhere near. They're in the bottom. This was before this weekend. They were in the bottom quarter in almost every offensive category. So where would this offense even come? Are they going to make the call-ups? Are they going to go that route? That's a big desperate move.
Well, there you go.
That I think everybody would be in favor of now.
So it's a bad weekend. And I mean, people are asking some big-time questions about this franchise on the internet over the weekend. Now, it's only the internet over the weekend, so who knows what's real life. But people asking some big-time questions about this team over the weekend, about it being a franchise that is ever going to put something around Jose Ramirez, the seriousness of the franchise, things like that. I'll get to that here in a second. I just want to know, because they're a game out of the wild card, so they're still in the wild card, in the hunt for it. I think the adjustments have to be made of what our expectations were at the beginning of the year. What were most people's expectations? Did they think that it was to go back to the ALCS?
Well, clearly get back to the playoffs. Yeah, you want, because well, they got to the ALCS last year. Most people that are diehard baseball fans know it's kind of a crapshoot in the playoffs anyway. But yeah, once you get a taste of it, you want to get right back there.
So is it enough to just make the postseason for this year's club now?
Well,
considering everything,
well,
is it enough?
Just seeing how they're playing, just seeing how inept they are, how bad their lineup is, just how outmatched they are almost game in and game out. I don't think anybody would today think they're going to make a big run, but baseball is the one sport where you really can at times throw out a lot of what we know about all this stuff the whole year. But I don't think anybody's sitting there betting on it right now.
No, I don't think they are. So that's why I asked the question. That's all I asked the question about was when can I ask the if? And I think the if is still a little bit away. But I think we're getting closer to it because this weekend was just an abomination of everything. And now, I mean, let's call it what it is. You are struggling to keep your head above water for the entire season for your own fan base. Because if you look at where their schedule is, first off, you have these games that start at 10 o'clock at night at the beginning of the weekend. You're losing these games. You're not exciting on the offensive end. I think there's a lot of people that are losing whatever faith they had in the organization. Throughout the year, you're still on the road. You're still in the faraway land for the next week. So you at least play two games at a reasonable time for most people I'm talking to right now at 4:05, both on Thursday and on Sunday. The rest is 9:45 against San Francisco, 10:05 against the A's over in Sacramento. And then that's where it is. Like, we have to understand, like, there is a longevity to the season of keeping people's attention, keeping people focused on your team, and not just making it all in all bad. And when you've lost three in a row, and really what have you lost? 5 of 6? Yes, 5 of 6 to Cincinnati and Seattle. And then before that, even to Houston, not even very good. I mean, you got some problems here. And the problems need to be addressed. I just don't know when they can address. Well, excuse me. The problems need to be addressed, but they can't really be addressed until the postseason. In all solidarity. Because if you... if you want to bring guys up, I guess you can bring guys up, but I don't know how much that's going to address things. And you're playing again in this faraway land at 10 o'clock at night, during the night, and I think people wake up, and I told you last week, I mean, getting ready for that second Cincinnati game, that Tuesday Cincinnati game, after they had lost three in a row between the New York Yankees and the Houston Astros, and then you lose that first one against Cincinnati. I tell you, it was a bit of a chore to go, okay, here we go. It's 6:40. It's time for Guardians baseball. The 1 o'clock game that they won, I mean, they lost 1-0 in that game, so it became even more of a chore than you realize. The getaway game that they won 11-2, that was fun. That was great. Nice middle of the day. You're going to be able to get up for that anyway. But then when you go on the road like this, a big, long West Coast swing in the middle of the summer, I mean, we got to understand, folks, this is a pivotal moment for this season here. About whether people are still going to be in or still going to be out. Still going to be in, or they're going to start to bow out in terms of grabbing people's attention.
Well,
I don't mean to confuse you to start the show. I didn't mean to be confusing or too...
Well, do you think I'm being...
Because I don't want to admit that the season may be over. I don't want to sit there and say those things. So
do you think
I tend to be a little bit
vague. Do you think I'm being too literal in saying that, well, they're in the wild card, so by definition, the season can't be over?
No, you can be as literal as you want, because I think that now is the time to be literal.
We knew going into the weekend, too, the one saving grace for the team was that Kwan and Jose, you know, were just unbelievable at the plate.
Uh-huh.
But yet they still weren't scoring runs. So then you wonder,
got seven more guys in the lineup. Yeah, it's hard.
Then you wonder what happens if they struggle at all. And I know Kwan had a home run in the series, but between him and Jose, you weren't getting on base at the top of the order.
The only problem with they're in the wild card is everybody's in the wild card right now, except for the White Sox and the A's. I mean, Baltimore's 6 out, and then everybody else is 3 out or less.
Yeah, big time parity.
That doesn't make me feel any better at all.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not... And then you have to put it into the trade deadlines at the end of next month. You got 6 weeks until that happens.
Well, the trade deadline's sooner than you think when everybody else is making trades.
Well, yeah, the Red Sox have traded someone away. They traded Rafael Devers away. So
right.
And of course you're gonna, I imagine you'll see him tomorrow night. He's going to San Francisco, so I imagine, you know, he's gonna be in the lineup tomorrow night. This isn't good. And I think that comes down to the spirit of it, if you think that the team is serious, because now, like Lima says, or like Owen, you just kind of said, like, well, saying that they're in the wild card, everybody's kind of in the wild card. So is that really specifying anything? And you're not going to make any trades at this juncture. You probably weren't going to anyway, but at this juncture, you're not going to make any trades to add on to your franchise, add on to your roster. Really the only
I don't think they're trading to add at all. I'm just saying, look out, trades are starting, and we could be deleting players before we know it.
What do I have left to give up?
The guy that blew the save the other night.
Oh, God. You know, I said that earlier this year, and I got killed for it, so.
What?
But if you're looking to try to stay in the wild card hunt, and you got a guy like Cade Smith sitting there, don't you start to look to move pieces that maybe you can still be competitive?
Yeah, but, and you could get something back for him. Of course, that contract is still a little bit, because he only does one thing. He's a closer. So that contract can be a little bit sketchy to try to move. Walters is out until next year now, like late mid into next year, isn't it? Like 8 months.
Something like that, yeah.
So Walters is out until next year, and I got Cade Smith there. You're right, but even that's been, he's up and down a little bit this year. But I still have a lot of faith in the Canadian. I guess you have that one. You can move everybody else. It's like, well, what? Why do I want to move on from this guy for? There's a lot of young guys that I don't really want to move on with. So yeah, you're in a tough spot. And to say that, and Owen highlights it in so many ways, if I say or you say that they're still in the wild card, am I denying myself the truth? Am I just not wanting to see what the truth of it is? Am I denying reality?
I mean, I think we all understand it's not a very good baseball team right now. What are they?
No.
6-13 in their last 19.
Yeah. They were 3-9 for the last four series.
That's not good.
And, you know, it's not to mention, you know, we don't know. We're a manager. We have a manager that's in his second year, so we just don't know a ton. It's not like we're like, oh, a Stephen Vogt coach team, managed team. Like, this is what we know about them. We don't know that. We know that last year they got off to the great start, which was awesome. That gave them a really nice buffer, you know, a way to keep everybody not only engaged, but yeah, there's credibility there.
Had to make a season comeback yet.
Yeah, now this is totally different. Now, just given where they're at, how the team is playing, I imagine the clubhouse right now, it could be teetering, because that's what happens in situations like this, especially for a team that's had success.
You're highlighting it now. There's no real plan. There's hope. What do you bring in? What do you do? It's just hope that everybody else kind of falls with you. And, should I be mad? Because I remember David Sampson said, well, this is where they start to fall back. They've been playing over their heads. This is where they kind of fall back to reality. And I think some other people have kind of said the same thing as well. Like, is this kind of what they are, where they're a 500 or sub 500 team? And remember, with the lack of moves that they made, or the guys that they traded away, if we asked our preseason predictions, it was around the same thing I predicted last year. And it was just, last year was almost like you were trying to be nice. Like, all right, 82-80 coming off the year. We'll see where it goes. And then it ended up being better than that. That's great. But with the moves that they had to make during this offseason, because everything we talked about over and over and over again with money, it seemed like, okay, 82-80, trying to be nice, keep our heads above water, and we'll see where it goes from there. But, you know, you can't count this team out. That's what everybody says. You can't count this team out. Because none of us want to shoot our mouths off and say something bad and then have to eat it at the end of the year. But, man, if you're saying, and I'd rather go with, like, nice round numbers instead of 19 or 15 games or whatever. You just know in their last few weeks that it's just not been good. It's been inconsistent. They've booted balls around. I got Stephen Vogt showing a little bit of frustration here with what's gone on over the last few weeks, and guys not playing their same way of baseball, guys not paying as close of attention to it. It seems that the swoon has come on in this month, and I don't think there's a bailout coming to you. I don't think that there is. So this is kind of what you deal with. And it's unfortunate, and I hope that they can get this thing turned around, started tomorrow night, because I think you are in a critical moment for your fans' faith, your fans' attention, all those things we've talked about so many times over, and that they have really 9 out of 10 seasons have been able to correct you on. They've been able to get going, get the offense going, get something in their direction in the right way, and then be able to take advantage and take off. So you're in a critical mass right now. 216-474-0092. On the news, they're showing Stephen Vogt. When your press conferences are looking like you are declaring a state of emergency, it can't be good. The camera's shaky. He's standing there kind of swaying left and right, kind of surveying the situation. FEMA is coming in. We have talked to the president. Like, that's the way he looked at it. Oh, and am I wrong? That's the way he looked at that. Yes.
Not the same thing. I thought the FEMA thing.
He looks like a county sheriff right now going, folks, the cleanup is on its way. We are working on this as soon as we possibly can. We have been in conversations with the Department of Defense. We will get on this as soon as we can. Like, that's the way he looked in that post-game press conference yesterday. Shaky camera work. Just not a lot of good right now. I want to ask Darryl about that coming up at 8:22. Not about the state of emergency sort of thing there, but whether or not we can ask the question when you can ask the if about the Guardians coming up with the dangerous one. Darryl Ryder at 8:22. Chad Ochocinco, remember when he was at Browns camp years ago?
Yeah.
Acted as a coach for a couple of weeks and then left, and we're like, where'd he go? They're like, hey, he can come in and he can go as he pleases. Chad Ochocinco, over the moon. He was on Nightcap on Friday night. Over the moon on Shedeur Sanders.
I got a couple of young bulls out there. You know, I talked to Denzel Ward. I done talked to some people. He looked different. There's a difference when that young bull is out there spinning that ball. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Difference. I'm talking about football. I ain't talking about no media and all that hoopla and all them, you know, on Twitter. They putting up the numbers. Some he with 10 for 12 for 2 touchdowns. I'm talking about when he's at the helm, he looks different. Whether he's going with the first team, second team, or third team, it don't matter. I understand getting drafted in the 5th round. All that means nothing when it's time to play football and that whistle blows. He looks different than the rest of the competition. That's what I heard. And I'm talking not Brother Ward. I'm just talking about from sources that's in that room, that's on that field, that's playing the sport.
Well, heard it from Denzel Ward, too, apparently. Now, that was Chad Ochocinco. That's one side of it. Here's a former Browns coach on the quote-unquote ridiculous, this is the other side, ridiculous hype train for Shedeur Sanders. Here's Eric Mangini.
It means a little something, but I wouldn't read too much into it. I feel like you might be a Browns beat writer, Colin, because this hype train in Cleveland is so ridiculous right now. And I get it. There is a desperation coming off of Deshaun Watson for some quarterback to emerge, for some hope to be there for the franchise. And they thought Shedeur could potentially be a high pick for him. And then they get him in the 5th round. So it exploded in Cleveland the second that he got here. And what Kevin Stefanski is trying to do is he's trying to tamper it down. He's trying to push it down. All of his reps have been with the back end guys. He hasn't gotten any reps with the ones. To me, that's a good decision, because as soon as he gets in with the ones, then the hype train is going to roll even further.
Can I just point out that audio courtesy of FS1? I think that both guys have a valid point. I think both guys have a valid point. That's not fun to do. You got to take one side or the other. Lima Likes coming up at 6:43. I know you're supposed to take one side or the other. I think both guys have a valid point. Can I explain why, Tone? One with Ochocinco. He is right. He is absolutely right. There has to be, and it's not where it's like sources coming in. Remember, this guy does have, whether you like him or not, I think a lot of people, if they don't like him, I think that they're more mad at the Browns over the last how many years than they are at Shedeur Sanders. So we'll talk about that, I'm sure, at some point during the summer. There's an aura that he has. He's had to lead players before in bad situations. They took over at Jackson State, not a great situation. They left that position. They left that program in a much better position than when they found it. You go to Colorado. Clearly, they left that position. He's left that program in a better position than when he found it there, him being the quarterback. You have to lead people. On the other side, for Eric Mangini, he is dead on. He is dead on. I'll say it personally. It's been 3 years of bad stuff. Negative, bad feelings with the whole Deshaun Watson thing. I'll freely admit it. I want him to do well. I want Shedeur Sanders to do well. I want Shedeur Sanders to be the next big thing. I'll just come out and say it. I hope that he ends up being that guy, because it would be so much fun.
Why wouldn't you?
After 3 years of frustration, vitriol, depression over everything going on, I really do. So it's hard for me to not get too excited and amp up and say things more than what they're probably true. Where Harriet Mangini say.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And hey, we're early in this process. These camp stats, all these things, they don't mean very much. But I get excited about the relationships that he might have with some of the veterans and some of his teammates, don't.
Of course you'd want him to get elevated if he's earned it and be able to be, you know, the guy where we're not questioning. Right now we're talking about four different quarterbacks where, you know, we're either talking about a veteran or him and he's gaining ground quickly. Like, that would be a dream scenario, I think, for everybody. Then it would answer so many questions we would have about the state of the organization. But, you know, to the point of what Mangini is saying, and he's somebody, obviously, who has, you know, run a bunch of these types of camps, has been there, has seen this. Like, the good news is we're not hearing that he's a fish out of water, that he doesn't belong, because that would be alarming right off the bat. And granted, they didn't make this huge, huge investment in him based on where they took him. But, you know, that would quell a lot of the excitement, I think, immediately. So we haven't heard that. On the flip side of it, yeah, is it silly to be comparing the numbers in camp when they're not even thrown to the same guys? You know, one's not really even taking any of the first team reps. Yeah, it is silly, but it at least it does give us a little bit of excitement. So I'll reserve the right to have a little bit of excitement. I'm certainly not in the camp of losing my mind every day and talking about how this changes everything with the Browns. Like, I'm not there yet. Like, we have to get to training camp. Yes. We have to get to the joint practices. We got to get to preseason games. And the funny thing is, even that's still not a real game.
Well, here is the former Browns coach Mangini saying exactly what you're just saying about trying to keep the expectations tempered.
I'd say the numbers have to be taken with a gigantic grain of salt. There's a lot of learning going on for him, and to see the numbers, that's positive. But he's also working versus the back end of the roster, so his numbers should be a little bit higher just based on that as well. The other issue with Shador, it's not accuracy. It's It's how well he can deal with pressure in the pocket, the constant need to extend plays, the unnecessary sacks he took. And you're looking at an offensive line and a team in Cleveland that had one of the worst percentages of sacks given up last season of anybody. So I just say you can get excited, but don't be too excited.
Again, audio courtesy FS1. He's talking about that completion percentage and touchdown passes and stuff chart that's going around, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's got to have his mind blown with stuff like that going on right now. And I think anybody reasonable has their mind blown with it. Like, listen,
why are we calling touchdowns? Why are we acting like this is the same thing as a touchdown in a real game where you had to drive the football down the field? No, they're just stationed at the 10-yard line, throwing into the end zone.
Yes.
And it's just nothing like, this does not replicate football the way that we know it. So the stats shouldn't be.
I think a guy like Mangini finds it funny because you're not with unless you're doing a 2-minute drill, which I'm sure they have once or twice. Uh-huh. You're not putting together drives; they're putting you in situations. It's situational practice. So what are the, by the way, and again, they're not even wearing pads, and you're going to be wearing the orange jersey anyway or red jersey anyway. So you're being put in situations. Third and long situations, short situation, run play situation, pass play situations, red zone situation, deep high red zone situation. Like we got to understand, like this is situational stuff. It's not putting together drives and, all right, we're going to start at our own 25-yard line and down the field we go with 10:31 left to go in the second quarter. And now we've gotten past our 15-play script. Like that's some of the things that I think that everybody's missing out when they just look at the charts and they look at this stuff and they see the things that the media puts out that really are just by an observation of some people watching, where it could be right, it could be wrong, depending on when they were looking and when they were talking to Scott Petrak or something like that. Like, I don't know what's actually going to be real when it comes to the charts. I don't assume, I just assume none of it's real. So what's real? What some teammates may be saying. Of course, they're not going to sit there and rip them a couple of weeks into practice. What they might be saying behind the scenes about his attitude, which it seems to be fine. But I think that what's real is the same thing we talked about him coming out of college, in that there is some leadership there, and there is a guy that's going to have to still, because of where he was taken, because of the draft, he's going to have to go out there and he's going to have to earn his teammates' trust. But the completion percentage and things like that, I think that Mangini's right on. I know that you play both sides and you say, well, Ocho Cinco says all these positive things. Mangini, I don't think he's being negative. I just think he's being realistic. Realistic of what the expectations are going to be. Realistic about what a football team like that, since he's been the head coach, and really, I think in kind of a similar situation as a head coach of the Cleveland Browns before, I think that's maybe more of what Eric Mangini's thinking here. It's like, hey, I know Shedeur Sanders is a content machine. It's right up there with Aaron Rodgers. So these are going to be the two bigger stories of the NFL offseason here over the next 5 weeks of what people talk about, where he's at, what he's doing, what football camp he's at, who's he talking to. Same thing with Aaron Rodgers and what's going on there. By the way, we'll talk more with Jeremy Fowler coming up at 9:22 with ESPN.
I know we got to go. I stop you real quick.
Go ahead.
You said he's a content machine.
He is.
The funny thing is he, in anything he said, hasn't really created any stir. There's been no distraction. There's been no circus. I don't even think, has he said anything that outside of him just smiling and, you know, he's been a decent soundbite.
But exactly.
It's not like he's gotten in front of the mic and said something where we all ran to hit publish. Like, holy cow, did you see what Shedeur said? That hasn't happened. He's just kind of blended right in.
I think people have made him polarizing over these last 6 months. They have either made him somebody they love or somebody they despise in so many ways. Again, I bring up some of the Browns fans. I think that they're more mad at the Browns over the last how many years of football. And Shedeur Sanders might be some personification of that, going after the sizzle, going after guys who are going to be big names. I think it was worth the risk. So I just want to see what he's able to do. But none of the charts and things like that, I think, really matter. And I think that that's what Eric Mangini's trying to say. And I really think that when you hear what Ocho Cinco's saying, that there is a feeling within the teammates that, all right, this guy is not an idiot. He is not what some people have made him out to be, that this guy can be a respectable teammate in this locker room and perhaps somebody that leads. And as of right now, on June 16th, that's all you're asking for.
Does Lima like?
Or does Lima no like?
Like?
chummy likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like. No like or no like.
But I definitely knew what I liked, and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
But it was, let's just face it.
Face it.
Damper on the weekend, thanks to our Guardians. And the numbers are pretty evident.
Lemon-o-like.
6-13 in their last 19, scoring less than 4 runs in a game 11 times.
Oh.
Not to mention they've been shut out 4 times. Not to mention...
Lemon-o-like.
What happened to our guy Ortiz the last 2 games? We were talking about how steady he had been. And then the last 2 games basically gave him no chance to win.
Ugh.
And is... Steven Kwan okay? He left yesterday's game. They stayed in there for a bit after it looked like he tweaked something, but then he ended up leaving the game. They cannot afford anything in the way of like a Steven Kwan injury, any kind of a slump. That's the thing through all of this. Like, we were spoiled rotten with Jose Ramirez and his ability to get on base. I mean, he had two hit streaks, the on-base streak. He went 0-4 yesterday, but they can't afford anything in the way of those two guys.
Like a 39-game on-base streak.
Okay, that is crazy. So, not a great start to the beginning of the road trip. Hopefully, they can pick up the pieces at some point.
You got to pick up the spirits here. This is so bad to start things off.
Okay, well, we had
Lima Lies.
An amazing conclusion to the U.S. Open. Now, I was unable to watch a whole bunch yesterday, and that rain delay did not time up very well. Just was able to really see at the end after I'd kind of tuned in occasionally. We do have the
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Final putt brought to you by NBC and the great Dan Hicks.
Just want to cozy it up. Don't need to make it. 2 putts.
Dan Hicks is excited.
It was an 800 foot putt.
65 feet.
J.J. Spawn, who also finished second in the PGA Championship. Where did this guy come from?
It's the longest putt you ever made. 64 feet, by the way.
Oh, 64 God.
Feet. What's the longest putt you ever made? I made my longest putt with you.
Yesterday?
Yes. It seemed like all your putt. You drain everything.
40
when
feet.
We are just messing around and I'm at my worst.
Yep.
Kenny's just up there laughing. I can't believe I hit another one.
Yesterday in Sandusky, goofy golf, right on Route 250, I sunk one from probably 35 feet.
Come on.
Nice. Very nice.
I won by 8 strokes in the family putt-putt game.
Was there a windmill involved or no?
No, this was the old town feature, so it had more like saloons and taverns and those type of things.
Got it through the western doors and that was it, man.
That's awesome. That's
a big deal.
Well done.
I'm excited. I cannot wait to take Izzy. We've been mentioning putt-putt, and we think she'll lose interest probably in less than 3 minutes, but I'll be excited to take her out there, get out of the car,
awesome,
maybe get her an ice cream.
There was a putt-putt place in Canton back in the day, man. It was awesome. I love putt-putt. That's probably why I'm decent at putting.
Did you guys watch much of the U.S. Open over the week?
Because I watched a bit more than you think. A
lot of complaining again about how difficult the course is. The U.S. Open.
I watched 7 holes and it was amazing.
That's all you needed to see, right?
It was raining on Saturday. We had a family get together for the Axeman, and the news was on and people were coming. I'm like, can we get something a little bit more of a pick-me-up on the television right now? And then I put on Oakmont and away we went and I enjoyed it. Because my father-in-law golfs. He golfs. I don't think people would believe me that he golfs, but he golfs. He golfs like at least twice a week now. And we got to talking about the rough. We got to talking about how hard that course is, how hard U.S. Open courses are in general. Had a blast watching it. So got a lot of U.S. Open in this weekend.
Do you see the scores of the guys that made the cut that were able to finish all
I'm
four rounds?
Somewhere like plus 5-6 range, somewhere in there.
How about plus 24?
What?
Yeah, these are the guys that made the cut.
I never noticed the cut.
Things got a little more difficult over the weekend. So it almost was a blessing if you didn't make the cut.
Nice.
And you finished yesterday. I love that we have these different tests of golf, that course is so brutal. And with the weather kind of intervening the way it did over the weekend. No namers, though. Does it matter? I mean, it's amazing how if you would have just told me Rory is in there at the end, or Bryson DeChambeau, or
Kepka.
Then I would have gone out of my way to make sure to watch all weekend just because, no sport is tethered, at least their high benchmark ratings, no sport is tethered more to the names than the PGA.
I enjoyed it. I even though I'm sure it would have done a better number had there been the stars, the usual stars, I just think it's fun to watch them struggle like that in the U.S. Open. So I had a blast watching it again. I watched more than I thought I was going to over the weekend. It was a fun time.
Did you see another golf-related story?
Lima no likes.
Jason Day, who, I mean, he tells you
Lima likes.
He's a big Browns fan. And then over the weekend, I guess he also said
Lima no likes.
But my second favorite team is the Steelers.
How can you do such a thing?
I didn't even know that was possible. Especially somebody who's in sports, who's in the world of sports.
Not possible.
I mean, can you be, to put it in his parlance, can you be a Tiger Woods fan and a Phil Mickelson fan? You got to pick one or the other, right?
It's not a possible thing. It reminds me of Brad Paisley.
Right.
The great big Browns / Packers / Cowboys / Seahawks / It reminds me of that.
So that was a little bizarre.
You pick a side and you go, sir.
It was very fun to see
Lima likes.
You know, people from different walks of life enjoying themselves, doing different athletic things. Did you see Myles Garrett throw out the first pitch?
I didn't see it.
In Arlington with the Rangers.
I saw a picture of him walking out there like waving to the crowd. I did not see the first pitch. Was it bad? Do we have audio or is there?
It was not that good.
All right, hold on. Let me see if I can find it on here. Yeah. Okay, this is him walking out. Yeah, I should have just.
So
kept
Myles
it on him.
Garrett's one of the better athletes. Like the basketball dunking, you know, he dribbles, he's got handles. We know what he can do on a football field. He is a freak of nature on a football field. He looks like one of the best athletes in the NFL, would you not say?
Yeah.
When you watch him chase, it's a bad situation when it happens. But when he's chasing a ball carrier on the opposite side of the field.
Wasn't that bad of a throw. I've seen way worse.
Didn't you expect Myles Garrett to go up there?
No.
With a high leg,
He can't throw
with
quarterback.
The big wind up.
He can't be a quarterback either. He's way too open. Way too wide open. The other part, at least but my thing is he left it high. He didn't throw it in the dirt. If he'd have thrown it in the dirt, it'd have been much worse.
And he's like, from the rubber. He's not standing in front of it.
I haven't been offered to throw out a first pitch very often. I think it's only been twice, and both times I turned it down. Emphatically turned it down.
When you really think about it, the amount of people that think they can do the first pitch, and then when you see the results, like the Guardians have like 8,000 people throw out a version of a first pitch throughout a season.
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely does it go well.
It's usually you just want to get it to the catcher is what you're trying to do. I have such a phobia now. Like my shoulder was messed up back in the day. And now I'm just like, I told you, I hit that kid in the cage years ago on our baseball team. I hit him with a pitch by accident. And it has been in my head ever since. Like, I'm afraid I'm going to get the top of the cage. And now it comes to the point I have to warm up so much to be able to throw a ball, to throw a baseball. To the point where, like, now, like, somebody fouls it over into our field or something like that, I'll pick it up. I underhand it. I will not throw it. I will not throw the baseball.
I think it's a smart move.
Don't make me throw it.
One final note.
I'm alive.
NBA Finals has actually been amazing. The last two games have been really, really good games. We've got game 5 tonight as the series shifts back to Oklahoma City.
Love the series shift.
There's nothing better when that series shifts from one location to the other. You get a reset. And you've got a 2-2 series. And you've got the fans involved. So you know it's going to be crazy tonight. Did you see, Kenny, the Dumb and Dumber fans courtside at Indiana?
I did not.
Fully decked out. And they were mocking what, Stephen A. Smith?
I did not see it.
And Kendrick Perkins. And then all eyes were on Stephen A. Smith during that game in prep before the halftime show. And did you see what was on his cell phone?
Lima likes.
Big moments in that game, neck and neck, back and forth, tight series. Kenny, he was playing solitaire on his phone.
Really?
Do you have any problem with the highest paid sports talker in the world in a tight one calmly playing solitaire?
No.
Was he just staying focused? Was it something that just
was
able...
It's not my job to count his money. Nope.
To keep him centered.
Now, do we know if he was using any of those redo moves where you can go back and...
Oh, I don't like that. You should stay committed.
Play traditional.
I've never played solitaire on a computer or anything.
Oh, it's been a long time. What a time waster.
I get a good game of Minesweeper in usually during the 7:20.
Oh, man. What was that? Is that the one I... No, that's
right.
Not,
would you be mad?
Snood. I got snood. Addicted to yeah, snood, snood back snood. In the day. Yeah,
absolutely.
Man.
Would you...
Gotta stay off the snood.
Yep.
Would you be upset if...
Brick out.
When's our biggest segment, ratings-wise, would you say? We
in
build all morning.
No.
Yeah. 6 a.m. to open up the show after a Browns game.
Oh, like the last time Kevin Stefanski was in studio.
And he was playing solitaire?
And you go back and Mitch is and sit there instead of really focused, eye on the prize. He's got one of those games on his computer. Would you lose it on Mitch?
It would probably help him. So, no, I wouldn't lose it on him for that.
That's it for Lima Life.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare.
All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.